Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Lovers and ecclesiastites all around the globe. Yes, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live this Tuesday morning, this July number 31 in the year of our Lord 2018. It is a beautiful sunny morning as I broadcast from the Bunkerize studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Yes, it's another sunny day, not extremely or overly bright. I'm still looking for another one of those really, really bright mornings. It doesn't happen very... if you're a photographer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are just some days, especially some mornings and early afternoons, where the light just seems to... The sun just seems to make everything shimmer. You know what the term shimmer is? Everything has a glow about it. It's not today. It's not happening today, unfortunately. But those types of days are far and few between. If you actually listen to some, and believe it or not, folks, this is an actual profession. As I sound like a millennial. Biblical historians and biblical scientists, they tell us that on those kinds of, I've learned that they tell, well, at least they tell me, on those kinds of days, we get a glimpse of what the earth was like way back in the early days during the book of Genesis. And that's the way it was every day. Now, I don't know how they know it was like that every day, but I get what they're saying. And this also goes to play with a lot of the global warming and anti-pollution people. Look, folks, let me just say something. I fully understand the not wanting to pollute our planet. I'm all for not polluting. I'm all for developing alternative sources of energy and, as they say here in New England, whatnot, in order to make to give us cleaner energy and give us a cleaner society. But I got to tell you, if you are a leftist, if you are an environmentalist wacko, if you want to help clean up the planet, might I suggest that you don't leave humongous amounts of garbage. Might I suggest, that you don't leave all your stuff behind after you have an event or a protest. Anybody remember the pipeline sit-in and protest up there in Dakotas? Remember that? The Native Americans begged them to leave. And they would not. And when they finally did leave, they left behind tons of filth and trash that took weeks to clean up. I thought you were all for the planet. You did your own little destruction on the planet. Conservatives, whenever we have a gathering, we don't leave messes behind like that. During the Occupy Wall Street movement, you leftist environmentalist wackos and leftist socialists, you left parks and city streets a mess that had to be cleaned up by somebody else. Tons of trash. I mean, it was disgusting. You weren't even practicing proper, you know, you went back to medieval days as far as hygiene was concerned. I mean, there are some places that had to pick up excrement and clean it up. Look at the state that the city of San Francisco is in. You've got a new mayor who thinks that the best way to clean up the feces is for all of these wonderful nonprofit organizations to take their homeless quote unquote clients and teach them how not to defecate on the streets of the city. I mean, honestly, the last time we had such filthy conditions in a quote unquote civilized society was back during the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages. You know, back in the time when sewers were actually literally running down the middle of the streets. It was disgusting, I am sure. And then you go out there in Portland? And by the way, might I also add that you leftists, I mean, this is pure hypocritical bullshit that you people are trying to foisting on the rest of the planet, especially Americans. You complain about all this plastic that we're using and all the plastic that is ending up in the oceans. I mean, so much so that you want to ban plastic straws. By the way, did anybody see the picture of the wonderful Starbucks? Yes, Starbucks, starry-eyed bucks there. Again, leftist run. I mean, they are so far to the left, sugar is to their right. Starbucks is banning plastic straws and stirrers from its stores. But guess what they're doing? You can get flavored paper straws from Starbucks, and you might think, oh, well, that's good. At least they're paper, biodegradable. They come wrapped in plastic bags. Not paper. They come wrapped in plastic bags. There is a picture of them. I mean, this is their hypocritical insanity. They're not about cleaning up the planet. They're not about protecting the environment. It's a bunch of BS. How can all these people get around everywhere? I mean, look at David Hogg and his band of merry students. I should say angry students. They're all like the dwarf Grumpy. I mean, they're just all angry all the time. Although I did see a picture of him, of David Hogg recently. It looked like he was naturally smiling just because he looked like a total idiot. The little thin waif. What is he, like 5'8", 5'7", all of 120 pounds, wearing a 10-gallon hat when they were in Texas. It was the funniest picture I've ever seen of this kid. And he was actually smiling. Probably because he realized he looked like an idiot. But they're running around talking about gun safety. And they're not even talking about gun safety. They're just talking about getting rid of guns. You don't need a gun. And how are they getting around? Oh, they're flying all over the country. They're using these buses all over the place. And how do all of you leftists get to all these wonderful rallies and hang around? Oh, you take cars and SUVs. I don't see you bicycling to any of these events. I don't see you walking or thumbing it to any of these events. You're all driving your cars. And then you go out and you support companies that actually, according to you, help destroy the planet. What's the big thing that leftists love? What's the big company? Oh, well, I know they love Google, and they love Twitter. Yeah, I get it. They also love who? Apple. They love Apple. What does Apple make? They make electronic products. What are those things made out of? They use lots and lots and lots of plastic. How often do these people want to change their Apple products? Almost every time Apple updates, especially their iPhone, they're out there standing in line waiting for the latest, greatest one. What do they do with the old phone? Most of them do not end up recycled. Some of them get sold off. Some of them get put in, get donated. But most of them do not end up recycled. But there's more plastic. Speaking of plastic, how about the other giant liberal-run company called Amazon? Anybody ever get a delivery from Amazon? You order from Amazon, you get packages? I cannot tell you how annoying Amazon is when it comes to this part of their service. And this is, you know, I mean, look, I get it. It's because they have to work so damn fast, these people don't take time to measure anything. But these packages come overpackaged. I mean, you order one little thing and they got this huge box and it's stuffed with this plastic. You know, these plastic air little things that are supposed to protect your product inside the box. I got an order from Amazon once. I kid you not. Now, the order that I got, the box that the product actually came in was a shippable box. Amazon took that order, took that package, that product, that's in its own shippable. In fact, the box is so shippable, it has an address square printed on it. Amazon took that box, put it inside a bigger box, then loaded it with those plastic air pillows and sent it to me. I opened up this box and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. There is an address box on the package itself. Why did they put this box inside another box? Well, because the first box, the original box, doesn't have the Amazon smile on it. I got it. But they could have, okay, so they wanted to make sure that everybody knew this was an Amazon box that's being delivered. Great. They couldn't find a smaller box to put the product in so they wouldn't have to load it up with those plastic air pillows. What the hell am I supposed to do with those things? Well, you can try to recycle them, I guess, if you live in an area where some places, especially a supermarket, is usually where you go to recycle your plastic supermarket bags, your plastic shopping bags. Usually, at least in my area, the only place that I have seen that takes these things, because the local transfer station here for recycle, they don't take plastic bags. So there's only one store. No, I think there's two stores. You know, we have three or four different brand grocery stores around here in this town, and only two of them take your used bags. I suppose I could, you know, pop these little plastic pillow puffs and put them in with the plastic bags and take them to the grocery store and have them recycle. But not everywhere has that. So where are these things going to end up? In the trash. So, hello? Can anybody please tell me how is that saving the planet? Well, we want to get you your stuff that's in an undamaged condition, right? I get it. But do you have to use boxes that are three times too big? Do you have to use plastic pillows? Aren't there better biodegradable, natural packing and shipping stuff? There is. There's stuff out there. There are these natural organic, you know, peanuts to take the place of the plastic peanuts. I guess they're made out of cornstarch. They actually dissolve in water. Now, I don't know where those things. I haven't received a package in over four. It's been about 4 years. I haven't received a package in 4 years from anybody who uses those anymore. What happened to them? All these. Don't tell me they didn't work. Yes, they worked. I don't know. Are they too expensive because they're made out of corn? This whole notion that they're running around trying to save the, as they are trying to save the planet, they're out there doing exactly what they claim the rest of us are doing, and they're actually doing it worse and in a more concentrated state. And sometimes or oftentimes they're actually doing worse on a daily basis. You know, I see more conservative-run business, Republican-run businesses, at least in my area, that do more to save the planet than all these wonderful hippie-type liberal leftist, environmental wacko types of run businesses. It is the most amazing thing to see all this hypocritical nature from these people. Hey, let's go save the planet by destroying a park. By the way, how is it saving the planet if you riot, destroy property? How is that saving the planet? You do realize that when you burn things, you're releasing CO2 into the atmosphere. I thought we had enough forest fires doing that. You know, because CO2 is a terrible greenhouse gas. You go and you burn cars? You burn a car or a limo. What do you think's in those things? Oh, well, gas for one. All the wonderful plastics for two. And then what happens to all that stuff after it's burned and charred to a crisp except for the metal? Well, it's got to go to a landfill. And then what's the person that owns that stuff have to do? They have to go out and buy a new one. How about the businesses that you destroy or that you break or trash? What are the owners got to do? Well, they got to make a living. They have to repair the buildings that otherwise would not have needed to be repaired. So where does all the construction matter and material go when they have to rebuild or repair? It goes to the trash dump. So you people do far more harm than you claim the good that you are trying to do. And the point is you don't even realize what the hell you're doing. Because as soon as somebody points out your hypocrisy to you, I see it all the time. Somebody gets their hypocrisy pointed out and they looked shocked and surprised. And they think, oh my God, that's right. But then what do? Most of the time you just go back to doing, but you put in the but. There is no but. You did it. You're doing it. You're a hypocrite. Get lost. And then you're running around telling us what the rest of us are doing to destroy the planet while you try to run around thinking that you're saving the planet and what you're actually doing is contributing to its demise based on your own theories and faked climate models. By the way, Climate Depot has got a story here, but that's related to this. 2018 global weather-related disaster losses at record low. Even though we have raging forest fires out west, the reason why, and I'm told they're actually not that bad. The reason why these seem to be so bad, one is the news is always on top of them, and two, they're in areas that haven't been hit before, at least in a long time. And they're threatening, you know, more the threat of buildings being burned down is no greater now than it's been in the past. It's just now they're approaching larger enclaves of human settlement, where before forest fires seemed to stay. Well, basically, that's not because nature's starting these things. It's because you have morons that won't go out into the wilderness anymore because they're too scared. So they're gonna camp closer to home, or closer to civilization, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. But through the 7 months of 2018 so far, weather-related disaster losses as a proportion of global GDP are at a record low, meaning that there haven't been any. We're in hurricane season right now. We haven't had much in the way of hurricane destruction. We haven't had much in the way of hurricanes either so far this season. And we were always told, oh, yeah, you know, the planet's heating up due to man's activity. It's going to make bigger, stronger hurricanes, and there's going to be more of them. How long did the United States go? We almost did we make a record for the longest stretch of not seeing a hurricane make mainland landfall? Right after they told us, oh, yeah, this is going to be the worst year for hurricanes ever. And they seem to tell us that, they tell us that almost every year. Oh, this is going to be the worst ever. And it always fizzles. You know, was it last year we had quite a few hurricanes, did we not? I know we had a lot of named storms, but we had a few hurricanes. After our long drought, a couple of them came ashore, hit the mainland USA, and everybody was flipping out. Oh, it's global warming. Well, we hadn't been hit by one in like 10 years. But that's not the only time in history that's happened. History records that there have been other stretches, long stretches, where the mainland didn't seem to get hit by a hurricane. The eye didn't make landfall or near landfall. But right now we have a record low of worldwide weather-related Mother Nature disasters. By the way, that supposed floating island of plastic out there in the Pacific Ocean, do folks really know why that's so huge? It is not due to American straws. Nope. Not at all. Not due to. By the way, did anybody see that the number of straws that are supposedly used on a daily basis, where they got that number from without even asking or doing any of their own research? They touted some 9-year-old kid from something like almost 10 years ago. Yeah. Was it like a third grader or something said it? Oh, let's take it for half a billion straws are used every day. In the United States, really, the population here is only like 300 million. We use 500 million straws. How many straws a day do you use? Most days, I go without using any. But here you have the wonderful GDP is showing that weather-related disasters are at an all-time low. Financial losses to these things. That plastic island out there in the Pacific. Yeah, a lot of that plastic is actually coming from, the socialist country of China. Another good portion of that wonderful floating plastic island comes from Mother Nature herself. Remember the tsunami in Japan? Yeah, man didn't have anything to do with that one, did he? Absolutely not. That was Mother Nature herself. So I guess Mother Nature really is the biggest polluter on the planet.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending College.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending College.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders' jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending College.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call
for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America's eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Are you trying to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods, I'm loving it.
Thank you.
left always likes to tout that they have a better idea. I mean, this Ocasio-Cortez, I mean, what a vapid, vacant idiot. The woman has, she's an airhead. Make no mistake about it. I know she's from the right coast instead of the left coast. I know she's from New York instead of California. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the woman's an airhead. She's the new Nancy Pelosi. And the worst part about it is that she's dumb as a rock. She has no problem with being dumb as a rock. She's proud of being dumb as a rock. And she willingly flouts that she's dumb as a rock. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You know, but we need to have tax incentives and so we can get rid of fossil fuels. Instead of building the wall for $25 billion, if we just invested that $25 billion or $2 trillion, what was her number? $2 trillion or something stupid? We could totally be taken off of fossil fuels and create all our energy from renewable resources. You know, Ocasio-Cortez, might I remind you that not too long ago, during the reign of the wondrous Barack Hussein Obama, we had a global financial crisis. And one of the, we had countries, whole countries that were going down the tubes. In fact, some of them still haven't pulled themselves out because they refuse to let go of their socialist agenda, like Greece. But we had one very prominent, although in this country, they downplayed it because of the reason why Spain was almost going under. Spain was the first country to try to move to 100% totally green energy. The country almost went bankrupt because of it. Because it didn't work, it didn't produce the savings, and they sure as hell weren't saving the planet, because all that stuff that they were using, you know, all those solar panels and wind energy and all that stuff was made in factories that used fossil fuels. Now, look, I understand what, well, Rob, there are other countries. Well, Iceland, by the way, is not a country. It's a protectorate. It's not its own country. I know. Facts are just awful. Not to mention, there's only like 380,000 of them. I think the state of Rhode Island has more people than the quote-unquote country of Iceland. So it is not very difficult for them, in considering their location, to get all of their energy from green sources. By the way, Iceland isn't the idea that Iceland is 100% green energy producing is a lie. They're close to it, yes, but they're not 100%. Why? Well, because their backup systems are fossil fuel powered. Just saying. Unless they've changed it in the last 9 months. I watched a video on Iceland about 9 months ago. Well, not even 9 months ago. It was around Christmas time, so it was about 7 months ago. On all the wonderful things. Well, it wasn't wonderful. It was the problem with Iceland damming up everything. You know, rivers. And they needed more and more energy. Because Iceland now is the king of aluminum manufacturing. And that takes an awful lot of electricity. In fact, sometimes whenever they build a new aluminum plant, they have to build a new dam, and the dam, nearly 100% of that new dam's electricity goes to the plant. That's how much electricity it takes to make aluminum. It's an energy intensive process. But they've pretty much dammed up all the rivers, you know, down where close to where people live and work. So they keep going up and up into the highlands of Iceland, if you will. And creating these man-made lakes and stuff is destroying the ecosystem. So, These people are in Iceland are trying to be green, but at the same time, they're destroying their beautiful island. Because they have to make these huge man-made lakes that put acres and acres of beautiful pasture land, you know, Icelandic pasture land, underwater. The animals and bugs and stuff lose their habitat, not to building and suburban sprawl, but to water because of the dams. And so this whole green movement in Iceland has a very, you have people in Iceland who were at first all about one being 100% green energy. And now they're thinking, oh, we went too far. And now they're trying to fight their government to stop them from building more dams. Do you understand these people? They don't think ahead. All they do is feel. Oh, we feel it's the right thing to do. And then when they start doing it, they realize, uh-oh, we didn't think about this. It's kind of like the people who were for solar and wind power. Then all of a sudden we started putting up solar panels and wind generators, and they came back and said, well, no, we can't put up any more wind generators. Why? Because it kills birds. What? Oh, you can't put up any more solar panels. Why? Because they take up too much space in the desert, too much land in the desert, and you're shading too much land in the desert, and it's killing or harming the desert fauna and the little desert lizards out there. They're losing habitat. Well, you just said you didn't want any more fossil fuel plants. Well, we can't have the solar plants. We didn't think that this was going to happen. That's right, you didn't think. And this bright college graduate from Boston University thinks that we can take this entire country and make it completely green. By the way, green is obviously not so green, is it? Ask Spain, ask Iceland. It's not so green. It's amazing. Amazing how wonderfully stupid and ignorant these people are. They have absolutely no concept of anything. They have no life, you know, life experience. And then all they're promoting and touting is their feelings. And I always said you cannot make policy based on feelings because you never, ever, feelings never, ever think things through. The last thing I want to hear from a politician is, I feel, I don't want to hear what you feel. I don't give a damn about how you feel. I want to know a well-reasoned thought process. I want to know what you think, not what you feel. You can't make policy based on feelings. You can't design a society based on feelings. Well, Rod, you're just not human. No, I am human. History is replete with not thinking things through because you base things on feeling. Remember, a lot of major wars throughout man's history were started based on feelings. Could be feelings that one monarch slighted another monarch, or one monarch loved another monarch's wife or daughter or something. It's a lot of death and destruction on this planet has come out of feelings. Because if people just sat down and said, you know, let's think this thing through, we probably would have been able to avoid 90% of mankind's wars. Think about that. Notice I said think about it. I didn't say feel about it. Everything, far too much, has been based on feeling, even in our own country. By the way, here's a little, I got a little history lesson for you leftists out there who love Democrats. Folks, if you know a Democrat that needs a history lesson, right now is a good time for them to come and tune into this, so you should grab them and force them to listen. Because this is going back to the early 1800s here with this. Because, you know, we hear all this talk about, well, Republicans are the party of racism. Really? Well, might I remind folks that the party of racism is still the Democrat Party, has always been the Democrat Party. But let's go back before the Civil War ending in 1865. We're going to go back to Pocahontas' people. Oh, wait, she's not actually Cherokee, but hey, I am part Cherokee. Here's a part of, here's a history lesson for y'all. You know, back in the 1820s, we had something called the Trail of Tears because we had in 1820 the Indian Removal Act, meaning that wonderful Native Americans could be forced off their land, marched or moved hundreds, thousands of miles away, placed on reservations as set up by the federal government, which was run by the Democrat-Republican Party at the time. Yes, at that time, the Democrat-Republican Party was one party and had not split. Well, then the Republican-Democrat Party split. Now, during the 1820s, you had a couple of people that were leading the charge for this Indian removal thing and to some degree, trying to keep slavery. You had Andrew Jackson. You had Martin Van Buren. Now, granted, Martin Van Buren did try to stand in the way of the South annexing Texas for slavery. Although Martin Van Buren did not stand in the way of slavery, he just thought it was best at the time that slavery did not expand to Texas. He was willing to give up Texas in exchange for other states. Martin Van Buren was not an abolitionist or anti-slavery president. Now, both men were part of the Democrat-Republican Party. And then in the 1820s, 1824, 1825, when the Democratic-Republican Party split into the Democrats and the Republicans, guess which side both Andrew Jackson and Martin Van Buren went to? The Democrat side. They did not go with the uprousing and at the time called liberal Republicans. Oh no, because the Republicans were full of abolitionists and people who thought that America was unfair to Native Americans and that we needed to be more fair to them. We needed to get rid of slavery. No, that's not the party and group of people that Andrew Jackson and Martin Van Buren, those who transferred Native Americans, mostly Cherokee, off their lands that were promised to them earlier. No, they didn't side with the Republicans who thought that was a bad idea. No, they didn't side with the Republicans that thought slavery should be abolished. Oh, no, they sided with the Democrats. And by your own admission, if you do such a thing, you stupid leftist, that makes you a racist. They're Democrats. The Democrat Party kept going, kept pushing, wanting to expand their slave-believing states. As more states wanted to join the Union, oh, they wanted to make sure that they came down on the side of slavery. They were willing to split the country because of economic differences based on slavery. No, the Civil War was not all about slavery, but it was a big portion that surrounded it. And by the way, just so you know, no, you liberal idiots, the vast majority of Southerners at the time did not own slaves. In fact, it was a vast minority of people that actually owned all the slaves. But their entire industry of the day was based on slavery. Think of blacks as the modern day robot. Yes, manufacturing robot back in the 1800s were slaves. Rich business owners, landowners own the slaves. Not everyday people, but everyday people's lives depended on those businesses that owned slaves. Did you think maybe that they were told that if we got rid of slavery, our economy is going to go to pot? We got to protect our way of life? Oh, yeah. So you had people like Andrew Jackson and Martin Van Buren feeding Southerners a bunch of garbage. Southerners educated their children. Does this sound familiar? Educated their children into believing who grew up to be good adult Southerners, believing that blacks were not fully human, that slavery was a good thing, and it had to exist in order for their economy and their livelihood to exist. Sound familiar today? Mm-hmm. It's the same party, folks. After the Civil War was over, the Republicans introduced new legislation for new civil rights because, yeah, hey, Democrats at the time, they thought they were smart and clever. And they had interpretations of the new laws and the Constitution that did not say what the Constitution actually meant. So the Republicans thought, well, you know what? We're going to clarify and we're going to introduce some new legislation, some new amendments to the Constitution. And guess who stood in the way of that? Democrats. Oh, yeah, civil rights just didn't happen in the 1960s, folks. It happened in the 1860s. And for over 100 years, the Democrat Party stood in the way. They blocked civil rights legislation every time it came up for 100 years. The first black congressman was a Republican. And, hey, he was appointed by white rich Republicans. The first elected black senator was a Republican. The first elected black congressman was a Republican. I mean, come on, folks. So you want to tell me that the Democrats, after over 150 years, at least, of being racist, bigoted, and hateful, that all of a sudden in 1965 or so, they just flipped and became a wonderful, loving, all-inclusive party? You must be thinking I'm a fool. I should be saying it this way. You must be think I'm stupid. And believe me, if you're a person of color, that includes Latino and Asians, as well as Native Americans and blacks, they do believe you're stupid. Make no mistake about it. They do believe you're stupid. You are ill-educated and ill-equipped to take care of yourself. Oh, folks, the Democrat slave mentality is alive and well. But they don't limit themselves to people with more melanin in their skin tone now. Oh, no, it's anybody who isn't them needs them to survive. God forbid you get to keep some more of your own money with a tax cut, even if it's only $25 or $30 a week. It's crumbs to you according to them. Because you're too damn stupid to know what to do with that extra $25. And I don't care what the color of your skin is once you get into the leadership of the Democrat Party. They all think the same way. Do you think Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters think differently? Oh, no, they both think exactly alike. Make no mistake about it, Nancy believes that she's probably superior to Maxine, but they both think exactly alike. Maxine Waters, black woman, doesn't think blacks can live without her. Because she's a smart one. I mean, this is absolutely insane. This is why they do not teach actual factual history in our public school system. Because the wonderful people, well, the teachers today probably don't know. But when this all got started back in the 60s and 70s and running through the 80s, those teachers knew the reality. But most of them were liberal. They were starting to be, the entire public educational school system started to turn liberal in the late 50s. They infiltrated our institutes of higher learning. And they started not teaching real history because they knew the historical facts. They knew that if they taught these young people the absolute truth, young people would not believe what they believed. It is a fact that in today's approved historical books, approved for public schools all across this land, if you are lucky, you can open any one of them and you will find 1 to 2 paragraphs only about George Washington. 1 to 2 paragraphs only about Abraham Lincoln. You will see no historical references of note to Andrew Jackson, Trail of Tears father. You will see no information of note about the pre-breakup of the Democrat-Republican Party. These kids are growing up not knowing their own history. And then they go to colleges, they get a degree, and what do you get with that degree? You get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And if she has a business and economics degree, and she's spouting what she's spouting about economics? Well, she could only spout what she's been spouting if that's what she's been taught. We don't teach our kids history anymore. We don't teach them facts. We don't give them knowledge. We send them out into the world so they can feel. It's all about your feelings.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another quiet